the summer. So for fourth grade, it was 84%, and for grade nine, it was 87%. We were very surprised to see that grade nine was higher than grade four. Usually, it's the other way around. For the vaccine coverage uptake outside of school programs, and this is based on the number of doses that we distributed. It's not a vaccine coverage for sure. It's about 40%. So that's quite what we had estimated. This is the vaccine coverage by regions for grade four. I know you can't see the names of the regions, but I just want to show you the dark bar is the provincial vaccine coverage. And you can see that it's between 75% and 96% at the higher end. And the 96% or 94, 95, 96% are in like more remote regions. And this vaccine coverage was attained also for the grade 10, 11, and 12 girls. So everybody's vaccinated in those regions. So at the end, you see like three regions that are lower than our provincial coverage. And even, of course, Montreal is the region that lowers the average. So this is for grade nine. You can see it's like a little bit different as a curve. It's between 81% and 96% again. The same regions have the highest vaccine coverage. And we have 11 regions on 16 that has a higher vaccine coverage than the average in Quebec. So the results to come, I hope it's clearer. The results to come, there's a study on the program implementation that is ongoing now. We will have with the study the vaccine coverage for the 15 to 17 years of age. We will have successes and barriers to the program to see how we can do better in the regions where it's lower. And we're going to have, again, studies on knowledge, attitude, and behaviors for parents and girls, both in qualitative and quantitative way. So the hypothesis, or how to explain the success. First, we would like to thank Ontario. I think we learned a lot from them. They started the program a year earlier, so we could really pick up on what went wrong or what went right in Ontario. So Ian Gemmell's presentation was really beneficial to us. So I think the public health organization in Quebec is a key factor to this success. It's a very well-organized public health system, as I said, at three levels, provincial, regional, local. There's some values of collaboration and reach of consensus, I guess, that you also have here. But there's also a recognition of the value of coordination. I wrote top-down, when we don't reach a consensus, there's a position that's taken by the CMOH, or Directeur de Santé Publique, and it goes down. And people say, okay, that's the way we're going, and we go that way. We also had numerous school vaccination mass campaign in the past. We had one in 93 for meningococcal, 96 for measles, 2001 for meningococcal. So they're very used to school vaccination. The well-established credibility of our expert committee, I think it was very important, and the well-developed capacity to evaluate our programs. With expertise and funding. Whoops. So we had a whole year to prepare, as you did, then well-documented expert recommendations from SICK and their implication in the field to come with us and explain and give the good news to people. There was a solid support to the program by WHO Counts and WHO Advises, the professional association, the leaders of opinion, the first-line professional, doctors, pharmacists, and nurses, that were with us. I'm not saying everybody was with us, but I think it was the majority. There was sympathy and or neutrality from the medias regarding the program, probably in part because of the work that Alain Poirier did, but also they were less likely to pick up negative publicity or controversies, and this helped us a lot. And I must say also, I don't know if it's there,